Chapter 3, Creation. With the help of God, I created man. There's a book that begins, "In the beginning, God created." I can't help but wonder about the prequel, the story forever lost to time. What happened before? What decisions and reasons, planning and research did it take for God to come to the precipice of creation and leap? My husband and I had been married for only a few years when we began peering into the murky tunnel of fertility before us. Should we enter? It was so dark, so impenetrable. The future gave up none of its secrets. Our current path, 2 adults, 2 jobs, no kids, time for work and play, seemed so much more controlled and predictable by contrast. What would the journey hold if we rushed ahead, and where would it lead? There was no way to know if this harrowing path would end in the greatest pains or the greatest joys of life, or both. How on earth does anyone ever decide to create? How can something so weighty, eternal, and sacred include, however minutely, a decision deliberated by mere mortals like us? And yet, the call to create is deafening. Our bodies and souls are tuned to the siren song, a rhythm marked by our own biology. Reproduction, whether physical or spiritual, is a holy task of being alive. Creation is a sacred center of being female. And so, cautiously, recklessly, he and I held hands and stepped off the cliff. The sun isn't up yet, but I'm awake. Let's get this over with, I think. I stumble out of bed and to the bathroom, right to the pregnancy test I opened and left ready the night before. Still half asleep, I'm already so weary of this monthly morning ritual. Clear signs of on-time ovulation, carefully scheduled rendezvous with my husband, and missed periods notwithstanding, my hopeful early morning questions are always answered with one line instead of two: not pregnant. After several confusing repetitions, I visited my obstetrician. It appeared, he said, that conception was occurring, but not pregnancy. The strong...